Reading this gospel this year in preparation for the Epiphany this year, there was something I noticed that had really not stood out to me before. It's right there in the scriptures. I don't know why I really hadn't noticed this before, but that's one of the wonderful things about, you know, coming back to these passages of sacred scripture again and again, because with the Holy Spirit as their inspired author, they have infinite riches. So you can never exhaust the scriptures. You can never say, oh, I know everything about that, let me move on to something else. You can continue to be fed and again and again, more and more deeply. And this time it just sort of struck me, it was interesting that basically the wise men and Herod were trying to do the same thing, at least externally. They were both trying to find Jesus. They were trying to find this newborn king of the Jews. They even used, even old Herod sort of picked up on the wording, the language that the wise men were using. He said, oh, I want to go and do him homage. He was even saying the same things that the wise men were saying. But it's very interesting, even though Herod had all the sort of expertise at his disposal, but I mean, after all, the wise men came to him, you know, came to Jerusalem to ask, you know, more directions about where to go, where would this newborn king of the Jews be born? Even though he had sort of all the expertise and he was local and on the scene, it was the wise men, these foreigners, these pagans, who found him. And Herod didn't. Thanks be to God. Because even though he said he wanted to do him homage, what he really had in mind doing to Jesus was to kill him. We know the story of the holy innocents. Well, what was the difference? Well, it wasn't really, as I've said already, anything on the outside, anything external. It had very much more to do with the interior dispositions. You know, these pagan wise men from the East, very mysterious figures, we don't know very much about them. But they, first of all, they noticed this star, and they noted, and they associated it with, somehow or another, through their learning or scholarship of, you know, things, or somehow associated it with a newborn king of the Jews. And they set out on this journey. And these are very remarkable things about these wise men. These wise men had their hearts set on things that were transcendent, things that are that go far beyond the ordinary day-to-day things of this world. They were being led and open. They were being led by and were open to the truth and goodness and beauty that lead us beyond ourselves, beyond our world, our reality, to the author of those things, to the one who actually is truth and goodness and beauty himself, even though they did not know him. They did not know the Lord Jesus. They really didn't know what they were looking for. But they knew they were looking for something. And they were looking for it with such sincerity that they left where they were to follow this star and to find this newborn King of the Jews. That, my people, is faith. They were men of faith. They had certitude about things that they did not see, that they did not understand. And they put their faith in those things, in that one whom they were seeking, even though they didn't know really who he was. They trusted. They followed what they did know. They followed what God had revealed to them. They used the means that were available to them, the use of their intellect and their wonder and their ability to choose, to wonder at what God was doing. They were open to the truth. They were open to goodness. They were open to beauty. And they followed it until they found him who is truth and goodness and beauty and every other perfection in that baby in the manger in Bethlehem. And that's what it means to live by faith. And they were fulfilled. They were fulfilled. And their gifts were accepted. Their gifts, which were also rather prophetic, to tell you the truth. The gold, for a king. The frankincense that indicates a God, the presence of God. And the myrrh, which is a preparation for burial. Well, what about old Herod? Here is old Herod, who actually had this title. The Romans had given him this title, King of the Jews. Interesting, isn't it? That wasn't a title out of the history of Israel, but it was the title that the Romans, he was sort of a client king of the Romans, had given to Herod, King of the Jews. And Herod, there were many things you could say about Herod. He did some remarkable things. But he certainly was not one who looked for anything beyond this world. He was pretty much about power and keeping his own power. Some people think and say, oh, that story of the Holy Innocents, that couldn't really be true. Nobody could have done something as evil as that. Well, we know from other sources that Herod had two of his own sons put to death and one of his wives put to death because he feared they were plotting against him or something like that. So you're having all these little babies put to death as well. I mean, I think it's sort of fitting with his character. And what we see with Herod is someone who is hard and cold and closed. Someone who is not looking beyond himself, but rather is turned completely inward. A man completely lacking in the light of faith, with no trust in God. One who is intrigued by falsehood and brutality. And therefore, he could not find Jesus. He didn't have what it takes. And we'll see this later in Jesus' public ministry. Who are the people who respond to Jesus, who hear his call? Who are the ones who are healed by Jesus? The ones who are looking and the ones who believe, the ones who have faith. Maybe it's a good time to put these questions to ourselves. Are we always seeking the one who is good, who is goodness itself, the one who is true, the one who is truth itself, the one who is beautiful, the one who is beauty itself in everything, in all of our thoughts, in all of our words, in all of our actions? Are we seeking to find Jesus? Are we following his light? And of course, that's the one other advantage that the wise men had. That star, right? That star. Again, another mysterious element of this story, but I think among things that the star certainly can represent is the light of faith. The light of faith, which led them straight to the place where Jesus was. Herod did not, and I would say could not, see that star. You know, we live in times, we have circumstances in our own lives where we are tempted and pulled in different ways. How many lies are there out there? How much ugliness is out there? How much evil is out there? And how seductive these things are. How they mislead so many. But if we are always looking beyond to the true, the beautiful, the good, the one who is truth and beauty and goodness, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, aided by the light of faith, which has been put into us, given to us on the day of our baptism. That's what our little baptismal candles are, our own little star, to follow him. We will come to him. We will find him. And we will do him homage, as we will at this Mass on this altar, when that star of his presence, the host elevated above the altar, allows those who have faith to see him.